Hello?
Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you at least 18 years old of age?
Yes.
Thank you. What do you think is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Youth diversion.
Diversion. I'm sorry?
Youth diversion, keeping them away from crime.
Oh, got it. Thank you. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue right now?
I don't know. Right now, I would hazard that it is the strife in the Middle East.
Okay, but what about Minnesota? What do you think is the most important environmental issue that Minnesota currently has?
Probably climate change.
Thank you. What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Similar question.
I'm still going to stick with the drought issues that we've had and how it's affecting the growing and the agriculture.
Thank you. Using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how will you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industry? The medical manufacturing, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Probably good.
Thank you. Refining?
I think it's poor.
Okay. Electric utilities?
I think that's good.
Agriculture and farming?
Probably fair.
Thank you. Mining?
I don't care for the mining, but I guess it's fair.
And forest products.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Forest products.
I think that's good.
Thank you. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups of do in managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? The environmental groups, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Probably good.
Thank you. U.S. Forest Service?
Good.
The forest and timber industry?
Probably fair.
Thank you. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Good.
County Land Department?
I have no opinion on that. I have no idea.
Okay, no worries. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota economy? Would you say that is very important, somewhat important, not too important, but not important at all?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. How significant role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not significant at all?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you think that they are plant and grow in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
I would guess fewer than harvested.
Thank you. Do you think there is more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s?
I think more, there are
fewer
more.
Or, okay. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now in the future or not?
I believe there are, yes.
Thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Negative.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
I do not believe that, no.
Thank you. We are halfway of the survey. We're almost done. Thank you so much for your patience. And do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
I do believe that would be a good idea.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole tree harvested from Minnesota forests for use biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota forest products industry?
Oh, I'm sure I've seen lots of things.
And do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group?
No.
And do you donate money to environmental causes?
Sometimes.
Thank you. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to communities members. Do you consider Minnesota forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, significant component, minor component, or is fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Could you give me those again?
Of course. Major component of the Minnesota state economy, significant component, minor component, or is fading component in the Minnesota state economy?
Sadly, probably minor.
Thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging trucks drivers? Would you support or oppose to use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Yes.
Thank you. And the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment. It is forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or forest products mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people to the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support its rural economies, forest, and forest industries?
I do support that, yes.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you a list of four options, components of the program. And after each one, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for that part of the program. The first one says, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose?
I support that.
Thank you. Increase the numbers and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrants, and minority communities. Do you support that? And work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, shelter, and education issues.
I support funding that too.
And get into a school classroom and start informing young people that opportunities that forestry workers' jobs provide.
Sure.
Support or oppose? Support.
I support that.
Thank you. And finally, just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
High school.
Thank you. What is your age?
63.
Thank you. And how would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, a small town, farm, or rural?
Small town.
Thank you. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or $100,000 and more?
$50,000 to $75,000.
Thank you. Do you consider your political views liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
And in which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service business owner, business management or administration, or retired homemaker or student or not employed.
I am retired.
Okay. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. This concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.